This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
So we'll do picks earlier because of the hockey game tonight. This happens. We've not been able to get quite enough clout to get them to move the games around.
Right, to accommodate our pick schedule.
Right. As good as it is.
It's not it's not elevated. But maybe if we had a sponsor for it, maybe then we would get that respect.
Maybe. But, you know, we can only dream. Yeah. I want it before we do it. How about Ryan Hasenauer here at Batavia Downs? So this guy, you know, we don't do as many on, you know, remote appearances as we used to, but sometimes you feel like they can't wait to have you there. Sometimes you feel like they don't know you're going to be there, right? So here's one where Ryan is so keen onto this show and this radio station that he looked up the candy draft.
Yeah, and he left us a very thoughtful note.
He looked up the candy draft. And he points out that this was 10 years and one day ago. So Halloween 2014, apparently, is when we had the candy draft. I wouldn't know. I only know that app goes back one day.
Well, here's a clue. How old is your niece? Because she was involved in that with us.
Yeah, and that adds up. She's in her 20s.
Okay.
Right. She would have been 10 years younger.
Right.
Right. So Madeline was in that draft. 10 years and one day. What he did, not only was bring us candy, but he brought us candy specific to which candy we drafted in that candy draft. And he points out here, sadly, I could not find Bulldog a coffee crisp. Couldn't get to Canada.
That's tough, yeah.
In time. But look at this. Raisinettes. Junior Mints.
Who picked?
How many times?
Did you pick Raisinettes?
Oh, I bet I did. Proudly, I bet I did. Made with whole fruit. Look at this. Who could turn this away? Made with whole fruit. Raisinettes. That's a little bit. Actually, that's a little bit rich, isn't it? Whole fruit. Raisins
are
whole fruit. It's not like they're oranges.
Raisins are for me a top five most disgusting thing on God's green earth. I cannot stand raisins. So cover them in chocolate. Thanks. I'm the guy that, like, I like trail mix. I go for trail mix and there's no, I cannot have raisins.
Here they are, the famous junior mints.
There they are.
Creamy mints in pure chocolate. Right. I mean, I want to swear.
Right.
With the joy I feel here right now, the pride.
Toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is, I think, what it does. It say that on the box? Probably not. They probably.
I don't see the word toothpaste.
They don't boast that.
Let me check the ingredients. Confectioner's glaze. Yeah. That's not toothpaste.
Well, it was thoughtful of him to bring some good candy too. So the Skittles are here. The Twix
are here.
The ones
you drafted.
I'm sure I'm responsible for that. Nestle Crunch Bar, a classic. And even the Butterfinger. I did not see any Butterfingers yesterday. I didn't have any in my My collection.
Funny enough, you just the Butterfinger candy bar just slipped out of your hand.
I just dropped it. Yes, I think that was a subconscious reaction. I couldn't handle it.
I think that's right.
I'll tell you, this last night was the first time that I can remember ever feeling the threat of running out of candy. It makes sense. I mean, it was such a beautiful night for Halloween. So we're usually busy anyway, no matter what the weather is. But it must have been busy. I feel like I had the same haul as usual, right? Like, okay, I have so much that there's going to be a bunch left over, and then I'll be, you know, like snacking on candy for the next 4 months. You know, whenever I'm watching a hockey game, oh, there's some Skittles downstairs. Because I don't leave them. I hide them.
Skittles.
And last night, very, very early on, I went in to refill the bowl. Because when it's nice enough, we'll go. I brought chairs down to the front of our walk, so kids didn't and families didn't have to come up the little stairs on our walk and then up the stairs to the porch. We went and just sat down. It was such a nice night, so I just went and sat down there. I had to run into the house to refill. I'm scooping into the bowl and go, oh my god, like I'm already on round two and we're gonna. So I had to. Usually I'm pretty. And here's three or four things, right? Just handfuls. Okay, two per customer now. And then by the end of the night, I was like one. One little fun size candy. I felt like such a jerk.
That's all you had.
But I was going to run out. Turned out I didn't run out. And once the lights went out, so to speak, 8 o'clock, things stopped. A family was a mother and her two small children were sitting right at the end of my walk, waiting. It was a nice, the street light is super bright right there, waiting for a ride to come pick them up. And I saw them out there, and I had, I don't know, 6 or 8 fun-size candy bars left. I just went and dumped them in the little girl's bag. I hear that. I'm in the clear here. I'm done.
You're signing off.
I'm signing off. But I'm glad they were there, because I got cleaned right out. But I was nervous we were going to run out. So I'm sorry if people are out there used to bigger rations from my address. I had to cut down.
The Skittles, by the way, no ingredients are listed. There must have come in a box where they'd have. There are laws, right, where they would have to tell you what's in food. There's nothing at all is written here. Is that it actually at the bottom? It's too dark in here. I can't even read it if that's it. But I'm pretty sure it doesn't tell you anything about it.
No, I think that just says where it's manufactured is what I'm guessing that is.
Ashland, Massachusetts.
I don't know that I've ever noticed that they list the flavors on
quote
here.
Flavors. Yeah.
Grape, lime, lemon, strawberry, orange. I never noticed that before. The classic, the OG. Oh, I know the flavors. Sure, I know the colors, but I've never seen it listed like that on the tiny little package.
The last thing on candy, I guess, sadly, the first thing I did when my kids got home, my daughter had her bag, I weighed it. Because yesterday I mentioned 27 pounds, and like, wait, could you actually just accumulate 27 pounds of candy, like one person? And you said, you know, correctly, the bag wouldn't
hold
break, up.
It's going to break the bag, yeah.
So I weighed, it looked pretty full. Mm-hmm. 8 pounds. It was 8 pounds.
Respectable.
So 8 pounds is a good night.
Yeah, all right.
It's not a record night, I think, probably, but it's a good night. 8 pounds of candy. And then you think, you know what? She's going to eat 8 pounds of candy over the next
2 days.
Month. I'm going to say month.
Month?
At least.
Really?
At least. Oh, yeah. It doesn't go that fast in our house.
I cannot. That's tremendous discipline. Well, I cannot remember Halloween candy lasting like to Thanksgiving.
I mean, it will.
Just forget it. That's amazing. Great
remind
job.
Remind me to keep tabs on that.
All right, I will.
I think it lasts like a month.
That's really great.
It always feels like we have old Halloween candy in the in the house. Suddenly I've had a tough time pronouncing Halloween. All right, picks. So I'm up by 3.5.
Yes, indeed.
My Jets.
Your Jets.
My Jets last night. It was really kind of almost embarrassing for about a half. That was embarrassing. That would definitely qualify as embarrassing, the first half of that game.
How'd you like – it is where I checked out of the game. 14-10, Houston driving. They take a big sack and make the field goal. It's like a 43-yard field goal, I think. And, of course, the kicker is a witch. He drills it, but there's a penalty. So, of course, first down, right, the guy leveraged the center out of the way illegally to try to block the kick. So, back on offense for Houston, they're in a few more plays to get closer. I think it's like a 27-yard field goal now off the upright.
Love it.
And at the moment, right, 2.5-point spread, it's 14-10, would have been 14-13. The way the game had gone to that point, it was the fourth quarter already. It was realistically that could have been the final end, the end of the scoring.
Or maybe the Jets would have a field goal attempt to get it to four. But the Jets are not good at making field goals either.
Right, right. Just like from a spread standpoint, like as soon as they had to settle for a field goal there, in my head, anyone who was on the Texans was going, yeah, they're gonna miss the field goal. They took the field goal down, as they should have. They should have tried to score a touchdown. They did. They couldn't. Like, of course he's missing this kick. And he did.
You did really think that?
Yes, I did. And then I turned it off.
Of course he's not missing the kick, but he does.
Right.
I mean, 27 yards.
Right.
The Adams touchdown for 21-10, if you're on the side of the favorite, the team in the lead, -2.5 is the best.
Yep.
Because they can't get you on without two scores. They can't get you.
Right.
Best they can do is 21-18, and you're still there.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. So there was never really any sweat there in that game, fourth quarter. Okay, well, here we go. Week 9. I am going to do it. I think you know I almost never do it, but I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the Bills.
Whoa!
-6. Maybe it's a sucker bet. I think it kind of smells like one, but I want to find out. Because this is like the good team's premise in picks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If Miami comes in and it's a field goal game or they win, hats off. I mean, that has just not happened.
Yep.
They come in here and they just get steamrolled. Not every time. The game in the snow was close. Even the playoff game was pretty close. But the Bills have had such easy times on offense with the Dolphins. If it is a close game, is it 34-31 or is it lower scoring? The total is 49.5. So you could see like a 27-24 sort of medium high.
I have a hard time seeing Miami stay in a game that isn't high scoring.
Yeah.
I don't think they are going to have a lot of success stopping Buffalo in this game. So, you know, I would expect the Bills to get to the 30s. In this game, the question is whether Miami will be able to do enough on offense to make that interesting. So I think this game could be 34-10 or 34-31. From a Bills, if the Bills are winning this game, for some reason the Bills are just messed up on offense like they were in Baltimore or like they were in Houston, then you could be in for then all bets are off if they look like that. But I feel like they're stepping the right way on offense, I feel like, and I wouldn't expect that to change against this team.
Bills -6. I think the Chargers are interesting this week. I just kind of like for this pick that they're favored at Cleveland. I assumed different yesterday or Wednesday when thinking about this matchup. L.A. Chargers at Cleveland. Then I thought, like, why am I surprised? Like, the Browns, It's the one win. But that was a fun win, and Winston seems to really change the outlook of the team. So, still, L.A., on the road is the favorite, -1.5, and I'm gonna look there because of it. It's interesting that they're favored. And they're not bad. They're starting to throw the ball now, by the way, the Chargers. Still minus money to make the playoffs. Very possible there's a Bills-Chargers first-round playoff game. 9-8 versus 12-5, something like that. 2-7. Pick 3, I'm going to go to primetime Minnesota. Sunday night, -5.5 against Indianapolis. Maybe a little Buster vibes here with the Colts making the move to Flacco. Everybody seems to love that. And the Vikings are coming off 2 straight losses. Matt Collar was in my head with this pick about that Rams loss where they were right in it, and short week on the road that maybe there's not too much to worry about with Minnesota, although when pressure, Darnold is still pretty messy. I'll take Darnold over Flacco. I'll take Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings, -5.5 at home Sunday night. I'm ready to see the Chiefs blow somebody out. Like, they just continue to win the close games. Even the game against New Orleans stayed fairly close, you know, for a while. And I've just never bought into the Bucs. Down Evans and Godwin still. I'll take Kansas City. It's 9.5. It's not cheap. But Kansas City -9.5 Monday night at home. They blow them out or they lose. Because they're just not going to win every close game forever. They either blow out the Bucs,
yep,
or they lose.
Nope.
And then I'll take... You know, a slightly sentimental pick, I will take Pitt. I went to a Pitt game.
This is the sentimentality you were there.
I went to a game.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a fan now.
Yep.
And they haven't lost yet, right? Well, I don't know if that's true, but Pitt +7.5 at SMU, I think it is. Classic rivalry.
Not even sure who they're playing.
I don't care.
Mr. Pitt over here.
Mr. Pitt.
His new favorite
team. From Seinfeld.
No, that is right. That's how it works. Like, you get. We were talking about traveling earlier. Like, we went to Spain in the summer, and
now your favorite college football team is Spain.
Yeah, go España. No, the flooding. Like, I feel like Malaga. I was living in Malaga for 4 days this summer. You have more empathy. You know, not that tragedies are to be ignored when it happens in places that you haven't been. But it hits a little closer to home if you've been, like, I'm seeing these cars piled up in these narrow streetways that I harrowingly tried to drive my rental car through. It was, like, terrible.
That's what I felt about the fires in Maui.
Right, sure.
It was like I stood right there by that tree, that famous tree.
It hits closer to home because you've been there. So I respect this Pitt affiliation, having been there now. All right, is it my turn now?
You're next, usually. Yeah. You go after me.
All right. Zach doesn't have any picks. All right, I'm gonna Zach Week. I'm gonna double down on Boise State. Won against our boy Sammy P last week on Boise State at UNLV, I think it was, and got it. Bigger number. They are hosting San Diego State, and it's 23.5 tonight again. But blue turf. They still have the blue turf, right? Boise State. Go Boise State. -23.5. The running back looks great. Heisman favorite, I think.
One of them,
that's right. NFL-wise, all right, you say it all the time. I haven't had a great week yet, I don't think. I've been over 500 last couple weeks, so maybe I had a 4-1 week a couple weeks ago. So I guess that's a great week. But usually I take the good teams and don't worry about the big numbers. But I'm wading into the underdog cover the big number territory this week. So I'm going to go against you on the Chiefs. I'll take Tampa Bay +9.5. Just don't ask me who Mayfield's going to throw the ball to, because it's Kate Otten, I think, pretty much, right? That's it. So thoughts and prayers there. But I like the number, and I still think the Chiefs are itching to get beat. So maybe this is the spot it can happen.
The receiver you want there is Jalen McMillan, it seems.
Right, right. The other Washington guy. Right, right.
One of Polk's the
teammate. Yeah.
Yeah, and Odunze.
Odunze, right. Also, similarly, this is great. I'm going against the two of the top teams in the AFC with big road underdogs. I'll take Denver in the 9.5 at Baltimore. The Denver's D has been good all year, And really, they've been good since giving up 70 points to Miami, I think, even going in way back into last year, like week three of last year.
Yep.
So I'll just trust them to keep it close enough. And I feel like Denver's the kind of team this can be risky because Baltimore could easily beat them by 20. But they've lost to the Raiders. They've lost to the Browns. Like, I feel like this is a game that they could just struggle to find it and win, but not look great doing it. So, therefore, I like the spread, so I'll take Denver and the points. Couple of big home favorites to wrap things up. I'll take Philly -7.5 hosting the Jaguars. I feel like Philly has kind of found their fastball on offense, and I would expect that to continue down the field against Jacksonville. They just are very susceptible, I think. And so I'd expect Philly to be able to eat there with A.J. Brown especially. And I'll take the
Doug Peterson revenge game.
Right. I'll take the Bengals. I think the Jaguars probably hate their coach, so I'm not buying into the chances of them getting motivated for Doug Peterson because I think he's probably getting fired at the end of this year. I'll take the Bengals minus T. Higgins, -7.5, hosting the Raiders. There's my, well, I don't know, good team. How good are the Bengals? I mean,
they're 3-6.
For a bit, they were scoring on everybody, and the offense looked unstoppable. It seems like that's harder when Higgins is out, and he's probably going to be out again. So I don't feel good about really any of these.
On that note.
So I hope you didn't write any of these down out there.
I didn't write them down.
I don't feel good. I did.
If you wrote them down, crumple it up and throw it out.
The one I feel best about is Boise State, and I don't know anything about Boise State other than they play on blue turf and they got a good running back.
And you're not even sure if that's still true?
Right, well, right. I yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
Right. Why would you change something that works so well?
So, right. Next up, Sabres GM Kevin Adams. The Sabres are home tonight to the Islanders pregame at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday on WGR.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.